The seven candidates who are vying to be the one to take on Donald Trump in the US election this November have been facing off today in the South Carolina Democratic debate. Among them was frontrunner Senator Bernie Sanders, former Vice President Joe Biden, and billionaire mayor of New York, Mike Bloomberg. It was very much a character-slinging match. Let's listen to one argument.
At least I didn't have a boss who said to me, "Kill it," the way that Mayor Bloomberg
never said that.
Have said to one of his pregnant employees. People want a chance to hear.
Senator Warren, that is a very serious charge that you leveled at the mayor.
That was Senator Elizabeth Warren making comments about Mayor Michael Bloomberg. It got quite willing. She made the allegation about comments he made to one of his pregnant employees. Brendan O'Connor from the United States Studies Centre is here to talk us through what it all meant. Brendan, welcome.
Good to talk with you.
Wow. Was that sort of the mic drop moment of the debate?
Well, like last week, Elizabeth Warren was almost suggesting that Michael Bloomberg didn't deserve to be in the Democratic Party. He wasn't really a Democrat, that he was both sexist and racist and only there because of his money. And she did it with this kind of icy, cool sort of persona that she was able to pull off last week. Not many of us, I imagine, could do that. And it really set the debate sort of on this path where there was a lot of personal attacks, a lot of talking over each other. It was a very messy debate, and it didn't really at times get to maybe the substance that some people might have hoped.
There seemed to be a concerted effort to attack Bernie Sanders. Now, he's the front runner at the moment. What's your analysis of what was happening there?
Well, Sanders is clearly the favourite at this point. I mean, that seemed unlikely, I think, for many of us a few years ago, that a self-described democratic socialist would be one of the major party candidates in the United States and have a chance of being the president. But it certainly is the case. He's, you know, the hot favourite at the moment. He's ahead in a lot of the states which are coming up. He's got a lot of money and a lot of enthusiasm. So there's a lot of targeting of Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders got a lot of chance to talk. He had the most airtime at a bit over 15 minutes in the debate. So it was a sense of his status, really, and the state of play in the race for the Democratic Party nomination, that Bernie Sanders is really the very much the favourite at this point.
And how did he handle the criticism?
Well, he has a way of pivoting back to his policies. In the main, he was attacked over saying some mildly supportive things about the Cuban health system and Cuba having a decent education system. And that will come back to him in the general election if he's the candidate. Trump's line of attack will be that he is a communist or a socialist. He's sympathetic to dictators. Now, this in some ways is overplayed, and these are things Sanders said many years ago, and Sanders in some ways wants to brush them aside and say, look, let's get to the issues of the day rather than rehash the history of the 1980s. But those were the types of attacks that I think people want to bring to bear within his own party to draw this contrast of saying, look, Americans are more moderate than Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is too radical, but Sanders has this good way of coming back to say, look, some of my policies, most of my policies on having a humane health system, having a better decent sort of minimum wage. These are just popular policies. There's nothing radical about them.
Back to Michael Bloomberg and this attack from Senator Elizabeth Warren. How is he coping with the pressure that's been put on him? I mean, he's really under the microscope about past allegations that have been made against him.
Well, Bloomberg looks very flat-footed. He's 78 as well. He looks like someone who's been in retirement, and he's come back into what is really a sort of heated part of the campaigning. I mean, this for some candidates on the stage today, probably Amy Klobuchar, that was their last chance, and they probably won't be on the stage. So the stakes are high, and it was the 10th debate, and he'd only participated in one previous debate. And he just looked flat-footed a lot of the time. He looked like at times he couldn't even be bothered taking up his allocated speaking time. He sort of looked as though he didn't really want to be on the stage or thought the stage was a little bit beneath him. But just campaigning on the basis of advertising, which he's largely been doing, really isn't good enough. And it is, I think, important that there were these debates to test him out. And I think in some ways they'll be deflating his rise in the polls, which we've seen over the last month, because he doesn't look as though he's someone who could adequately explained particularly his policies on the Middle East today. He gave a very weak answer about it being a place of long-term conflict and territorial disputes. And it sort of sounded something out of a kind of fifth grader's kind of speech night rather than a Democratic Party sort of debate.
At one stage, former Vice President Joe Biden was seen as the front runner. That seems to have slipped away. He was asked why his vote with African American voters was slipping. Let's take a listen.
I've worked like the devil to earn the vote of the African American community, not just here, but across the country. I've been coming here for years and years, creating jobs here. I don't expect anything. I plan to earn the vote. I'm here to ask. I'm here to earn it. But folks, I intend to win South Carolina, and I will win the African American vote here in South Carolina.
Mr., if you don't win South Carolina, will you continue in
this
race?
I will win South Carolina.
All right, sir.
So that was his answer to that. But he says he'll win it, but will he?
I think Biden is really vulnerable at the moment. The polls haven't really held up for him. He's underperformed, and Sanders has performed much ahead of what the poll numbers have been. So if that trend continues, Sanders is up for an unlikely victory in South Carolina, and that really will give him enormous momentum going into Super Tuesday. If Biden does win narrowly, that keeps his candidacy alive, but for a front runner to only win possibly one out of the first four contests isn't impressive, and to come as far back in the field as he did in New Hampshire was really a devastating blow to someone who was campaigning on the basis of electability, that he was going to win everywhere, he was popular everywhere. So that hasn't played out. Biden, at the age of 77, isn't going to run again. So he's, I think, going to stick in it. And, we'll have to see the results next Tuesday. Will be massive for a number of candidates. But his campaign is looking very shaky. And the idea that he is really the alternative to Bernie Sanders, I think, will be questioned depending on these kind of results, particularly in Super Tuesday.
Thank you so much for joining us, Brendan.
My pleasure.
Brendan O'Connor is from the United States Study Center. This is RN Drive.